VWA, mobile.
7-4 VWA, Chaos 4 WWZ.
Chandler, how are you, buddy?
Alright, I don't know what happened, but even worse today, I hit the front end of my car on the ground, and now I ain't got no turn signals on either side, so I'm scared. I'm taking it to the mechanic.
You must have hit a real dip in the road or run up on a bank somewhere.
Yep.
Well, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Car is fine. I just ain't got no turn signal.
What kind of car is it?
The Chrysler C-Dream Sedan 2001.
Got that low nose on the front, don't it?
That is one of the reasons I hate this thing so much.
Got to buy you a new one, bud.
Hey, Chuck, give me just a sec.
I'll tell you something. If you can find a truck at a reasonable price, you've done something.
Great.
Been doing otherwise? You been having fun with the school out?
I am a traffic controller.
I'm gonna hear traffic controller. I hear air in front of it. Now, you're not an air traffic controller, are you?
No. I wish. That would be nice. Yeah, I'm looking for a company called Wright.
What?
Right. Whiskey Romeo India Golf Hotel Tango.
Hey, all right. So, what is that, like a trucking company? And you direct their trucks around?
No, that's a traffic control company. We go out with companies like Peak Power and Miller Pipeline and people like that. And we flag traffic around the trucks so they can work.
Okay. Yeah, I got you now. Well, just be real careful. There's idiots amongst us. They'll try to run over you. They'll get all impatient because you've been holding them too long and all that kind of stuff. And whew. So just be careful out there.
Oh yeah. I know, I've already had that happen in the first few days that I've been working here. And man, some of the things people do is just outright, I don't know, I guess you'd call it stupid.
You know, you just can't fix stupid now.
You're right about that.
Sure, you'll be careful out there and not get yourself in a situation where you can get yourself hurt. So are you wearing bright orange or are you wearing bright yellow?
Bright yellow.
Bright yellow sun hat that you can keep the sun off of you?
No, sure I do not.
Sun coming tomorrow, bud. You might want to consider going by Tractor Supply or somewhere or Harbor Freight and getting you one. At least keep the sun off your head.
Thank you so much.
It's been about, $9 or $10. And when they had the Mount Mitchell bike ride, I bought a yellow, bright yellow vest and one of those bright yellow sun hats. And that thing has a little thing on the back. It comes down and protects the back of your neck from sunburn.
That. I also got told, one of my church friends told me about a something called a mission hat where you can soak it in water and it can help you get 30 degrees cooler.
Oh, wow. Okay. Man, listen, when you find out what that is, how about letting me know?
I could do that.
Break here and see if anybody else is trying to get in there. We don't want to hog up the frequency, you know.
Roger that. Let me step into the mechanic's office and I'll do that real shortly.
All right, well, I'm kind of getting near my destination, so I may be here, I may not. So if I'm not, you have a good afternoon, bud, and I'll hang in here as long as I can. JN4, VWA, I'm standing by. For CEF, Mo. For CEF, KN4, VWA. How we doing, Andrew?
I'm good now, on my way home from work. How you doing, Steve?
The preferable shift?
But the alarm clock's preferable, but yeah, I'm back on days.
Good. I know that'll get your sleep cycle back to normal. There's one thing that you can count on, though.
Go ahead.
Be flying tomorrow or Thursday.
See, not in this heat.
Man, it's crazy hot out there.
What about it a little bit, trying to sneak out of work? You know, maybe see if Larry wanted to meet me up there so I can do my final flight. And then once I heard about the heat, I'm like, nope, not doing it. I'm not getting out there and standing in the sun, 100-degree weather.
Blame you. Well, sure was fun last week, though, I can tell you that.
Definitely have fun. I'm ready to go back out again. I just want to do it when it's not 100 degrees.
You got that right. Well, listen, I got to go run it down to Columbia on Saturday morning, but I'll be back Saturday afternoon. What are the temperatures supposed to be like? Is it going to let up Saturday afternoon?
Check. I really, in all honesty, haven't paid any attention. The wife's been the one to tell me how hot it is at the house, so if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even know. But, yeah, I'll have to look and find out.
Social secretary there that she's letting down on the job now.
She was sending me pictures of the weather station I got in the bag. I think it was 100 with a heat index of 115 yesterday. I don't know why she wasn't in the pool, but she didn't even go out of the house, I don't think, except to run errands with her and the boys.
Well, that just ain't no fun at all.
About running errands?
Well, I was going to be home for the rest of the day about an hour, hour and a half ago, but then I got a service call. I ran over and voted, and I got that service call. I got to run back down into Taylor's. Down near Bob Jones University, I got a service call. I got to go down there and figure out what they did to the machine.
Fun.
You and I are on the same page. It ain't. I wanted to sit back at the house and just soak up some air conditioning.
Hey, with it as warm as it is, that's the best thing to do.
I tell you what, I'm driving my little Saturn, this little 2008 Saturn. And let me tell you what, I worked on the air conditioner. There really wasn't anything wrong with it, but I kind of pumped it up a little bit last year. And I'll tell you what, this little car will turn it into a meat locker in here. It is nice. So, I'm going to be hating to go out and get in that office to try to fix this thing. But you know, we just, repeat after me, we love it. We love it. We want some more of it.
Part of living in the South is hot and humid. But, yeah, I've been thinking about doing the same thing to my truck. I mean, it's cool. You know, the air conditioner's cool, but it doesn't get cold. I really want it cold. I don't know if I'm willing to try to do it myself or not.
You just got to be able to watch your pressures. You know, you don't want to run your head pressure up too high. And, but then again, they run these systems where they got a minimal refrigerant in them. And you got room to put just a little dab, not a whole lot, but just a little dab over what they recommend in there. And it really does help.
You have to look into it. I don't know if, man, a lot of the fuel bottles don't come with the pressure regulators or anything. I don't know. I don't know if I want to tackle it myself or not.
I wouldn't recommend trying to do it without the pressure gauges.
Right on that one. The only time I've ever done it, I worked for A&M's a long time ago when they used to be A&M's. And, you know, I tried it then. I was learning, working with a guy with the refrigerant stuff, and that was about the only time I've ever done it. But that's been a long time ago.
Yep. Well, anyhow, in the meantime, it's hot. What does your vehicle say it is? Mine's saying it's 94 right now.
Mine is 90 now that I'm up towards John Dodd. I left work on Greer and it was 93. So I don't know. I think it's cloud cover's helping us out today.
I think you're right. Man, I tell you what, I thought we were going to get just a little dash of rain, but daggone. I mean, it was like it was coming. I could see it on radar, and it was coming, and right as it got to my house, it just kind of vanished. It just evaporated away, and we just got a tiny little sprinkle.
All right, see, the reason why that's happening is because I planted some grass seed, and I've been watering for the last 2 weeks, and, you know, I need water, but yeah, I'm gonna have to use the hose pipe. So that's why it's not raining right now, because I planted grass seed. So it's my fault. I'll go ahead and admit it. It's all on me.
Oh, mercy. Well, my wife has got a really, really nice garden going this year, and I was gonna say it's all her fault. But we'll let you take the blame.
Nice one, more power to her, because my garden didn't do nothing this year. I barely had any of my seeds come up.
Gap in there, just in case anybody else wants to. I tell you what, who calls?
WWZ, I'm that.
Hey, how you doing, Chandler? I hate to tell you this, Andrew, but my wife, I swear she can grow anything anywhere except hair on my head.
I hear you. I wish I had a green thumb. I do all right at some things, but I don't know. Here lately, I just hadn't had luck with trying to plant some seed. And I don't know. I have this thing about just buying the plants already grown. But I don't know. I may end up breaking down, although it might be too late. So who knows. Good evening, Chandler. How are you?
About him, Andrew. He done drove his car into something, knocked out his turn signals on the front.
He used hand signals, but I'm not sure if anybody knows what those are anymore.
Excuse me. Hey, Chandler, if you're going to take your car over to get it looked at with those turn signals, you need to make sure that your brake lights are working before you head out now.
I think they are. Trying to drive and talk, and I'm able to do it. It's just taking me a minute or two.
See, I didn't do it right there, but it's always good to leave a gap in there for somebody else to try to get in. That's just a common courtesy on the radio. Isn't that right, Andrew?
So you just do the opposite of what Steve and you'll leave a gap for everybody. It's just as bad as well. You get to talking and carrying on, and you just forget to leave a gap every once in a while. KO4CEF.
I'm guilty of the same thing. I enjoy talking too much.
Sometimes my wife calls me Thunderjaws. And I just reciprocate and call her Lightning Lips, so it works out.
Imagine why she would even call you that. I don't know where she would get.
Why she calls him that, right? Because he missed the A's all the time, and he talks too much, and he doesn't listen to half the things she says. But hey, that's all right. I've been called Mother Mouth.
Guys, I resemble that remark.
Sure do.
To change my sweet and innocent status.
Sweet and innocent? Are you sure about that?
I'm sure about that. I'm a credit to my gender and what's the word I should use? I'm a credit to my gender and an appreciator of all good things. So yeah, man, I qualify.
Thank you, my KO4WWZ for ID with KN4VWA and KO4CES.
Start rolling up my pants leg. Start getting too deep.
Hey, listen, I wear a Seiko chronograph, and a lot of the guys I hang out with, if they start shooting the breeze too much, I'll just hold my hand up in the air, and they know that it's a good quality watch, and I'm just trying to keep it out of it. When it gets that deep.
Seiko phonograph? What in the world is that?
See music over the radio. I'm just teasing, Channel. No, it's not a Seiko phonograph. It's a Seiko chronograph. And in other words, it's got stopwatches and a bunch of other timing devices built into it. So it's a good quality watch, bud.
I'd like to get one of those things. That sounds nice. But guys, I have destinated, and I'm hot, I'm tired, and I want to get my butt in the house in the air conditioning, so I will talk to y'all later on down the road. Have a good afternoon and a good night. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Add a good shower after working outside all day in this heat. Add a shower to that. Your mom appreciate it. Have a good evening, buddy. Take it away there, Andrew.
It's 7-3, Channel. You'll be safe out there in the heat. And, man, just make sure you get some sunscreen or do whatever you got to do. But, yeah, just stay hydrated. Well, hopefully we'll hear you on the radio again. KO4CF.
Pat. And, yep, that's one of the things I'm going to do. Go take me a nice hot shower and get cooled off. Same for you guys. Thank you all very much. God bless you. Talk to you later.
Let him clear off before we start talking about him. Well, you don't know what we're going to say.
You might just sit here and listen to your conversation now.
Good shower, bud. I tell you what, Andrew, if things work out, you reckon you might be able to go Saturday afternoon?
I see, why not? I'm pulled up in the driveway now, so I'm going to check the weather and see what the temperature's supposed to be Saturday.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm about 5 minutes away from my destination, too, so be thinking about me getting out in this heat. Yeah, I hope that works out for either Saturday afternoon or even Sunday afternoon. I like the way that Bixler flew the other day. Man, that was sweet. And I've got to get my ball back in the air, too. You didn't see my ball. So that one's quite interesting also. Well, listen, you get in there, get you a good cool shower, and I'll talk to you some other time. KO4 CEF,
KN4 VWA. Clear. Be safe out there. And looks like high's gonna be 89. Winds 7-8 miles an hour, so might be a good day. Or you can go a little bit later in the evening, you know, towards like 7 and start cooling off just a hair. Sunday, right around the same thing, 85, 86 degrees. So it might be a good day, and Sunday might be pretty good. I think the wind's supposed to be down, but that's Father's Day, but I don't think my wife's got a whole lot planned for me. But anyway, all right, well, you be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you on the radio again. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Steve.
KO4VWA, clear.